CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
A new guy started here at CFM. He's the audio producer here, Chris Beach.
Chris Beach. So he puts together all the sounds and stuff you hear on our show, all the little bits and pieces that we play, which is great.
That's his job.
Yeah, it's good.
Lovely guy.
And he's from the coast, so it's good to have him back.
Yeah, it's awesome to get him back. Lovely guy. We have to record these things in the afternoons. What would you call it?
It promotes our show. So
it's like a 15-second little grab of us talking that plays in the afternoons.
Hey, listen to us. We got heaps of good stuff.
And then we lie about it.
Oh, now we got good stuff.
But anyway, we had to record one yesterday. And as we were about to walk into the booth, we decided that, I said, let's just throw in a few swear words because he's new. Let's just see what he says.
Yeah, see if we can get away with it. How far could we push it? Would he pull us up on it? So
no, he's new here.
Yeah. The other thing you need to keep in mind with these is they need to go for about 15 seconds. So, you know, if the length isn't right, that's something that needs to be checked as well.
Exactly, okay? Or else it doesn't fit in the spots.
Exactly, when it plays in Hamish and Andy and that sort of stuff. All right, so we walk into the booth, we're ready to roll. And
we look at each other. We're like, here we go, we're on here.
How did he react on the first one? Hey, it's Bree and Gaundy. We're back for a post-origin show for a Thursday. Got a whole lot of to go.
Holy balls, or should I say snowballs, sod for the snow. You can still register. There's still time. You can cry tears and get your way to perish.
It's going
to
be unbelievable, Bree. We'll catch you from five.
Could I get one more?
Yeah, we can do one more.
That was good for time and all of that, but yeah, just grab one more.
Cool. One more. He's good to go. I'll do the top of this one.
Okay. Do you like that one?
Not bad. Okay.
Yeah, not bad. I reckon you can get a bit better.
Okay.
He's tiptoeing around the problem.
You could tell. The look on his face was like, I don't know if I should say anything.
Time's good, but I'll just get him to do one more.
I think he was saying, I'll say that the length wasn't great so that they do one more, hopefully not swearing.
So we drop some more swear words in the next one.
Of course we do.
Just to see what we'd get in on him the second time.
Hey guys, it's Bree and Gaundy. We're back for a Thursday.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. We've got Sob for the Snow coming up on Friday.
Holy fantastic. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, heaps of to go. So we'll catch you from five.
And we'll see you then.
Yeah.
Yeah, better. But I've got 12 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Better. Okay, cool. A little bit longer, yeah. Just the length.
You guys not getting in trouble for saying shit and crap and...
Yeah, should be fine.
Yeah?
Should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Just plays in the afternoon, so...
I'll just say they forced me to do it.
Okay, so you're caught a roll with that?
Yeah, one more though, just...
One more? Okay. Seconds.
Okay, cool.
15, we'll cool. Be good.
Just one more. Just
give me one more and maybe without swearing. That's what his eyes were saying. But were we going to give that to him?
I do love that he was willing to roll with it, though.
I know.
But he was like, okay, I'll just tell him that you made
his
me.
His eyes were saying, one without swearing. Were we going to give that to him? Of course not.
Surely not on the third time. Hey, Spring Gorny, we're back for a Thursday. Sob for the snow, Bree. It's going to be
holy right. That is
Jesus.
Oh, is that a rattle?
Yeah,
no,
that'd be
or just the length?
We're recording it.
We just wanted to
what
see if you'd say anything.
Nothing, I don't swear. I'm a good Christian man.
I love how you were like, it's just the length.
Yeah, I love on the first one.
I'm in the other side of the show.
I love on the first one, you're like,
yeah. Could probably do another one.
Just longer.
He eats a He was sweating it up.
Welcome to the family, Chris. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Right now, it's the people versus Bree.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaundy's movie bio guessing game.
After the show today, I'm going to get the audio of you warming up going, ooh,
yeah,
just by yourself.
I'm pumping myself up.
I know, it needs to be done.
It's what all great athletes do.
I get hit up in the street these days saying people could take you down in this game. And I said, hey, talk's cheap.
Talk is cheap.
Call the radio
you
station.
You can say whatever you want when you're not on the air.
Hey, you can kick back in the car and you might win. Do it on the air in front of the people.
5 days a week, people.
That's it. You know where to find my girl.
I ain't hiding. Right here.
Now, look, I'm sick of three people rocking up just wanting a prize and stinking it up big time and losing to you.
Stinking it up.
So I'm putting it out to the people who do say they're good at this game to take you on in all three movies.
Oh, so it's one person.
Ben's in Woodalba. Morning, Ben.
Good morning, mate.
You believe you are this person. You can beat Bree at this game. Best of three.
I reckon we could give it a good try.
All right.
I'm going to give it a good try too.
Do you know your movies, Ben?
Yeah, I know your movies pretty well.
Okay, well, let's do this thing.
Can we clarify the rules, please?
Okay, the rules are, I read out the movie bio. You buzz in with your name. If you can guess the bio, you win. If you can't guess it, other person has a free crack. If they can't guess it, we keep reading.
All right.
Here's the first movie, guys. We've just gone live on our Instagram page as well, if you want to see us do this thing live, Bree and Gaundy. First movie. There's a Scottish rebel who leads an uprising against the cruel English ruler,
Bree?
Edward.
I have no idea, but is it Braveheart?
Bree has buzzed in quick, and it is Braveheart! Yes!
Get in there, son.
Where were you on that one, Ben?
I was on the tip of my tongue.
All right, mate. Less giggling,
is
more
that
guessing.
The movie where they will never take our freedom!
That's the one.
And no one will ever take this game from me.
Here we go. Movie number two, Bree's in the lead. We need this one, Ben. We can't stress that enough.
I can feel the pressure for you, Ben, that is.
I can feel it too.
Come on, mate. Just take a breath and be calm. Here we go.
Come on.
South Carolina U.S. Army Special Operations soldier is on a summer leave from his German base, visiting his widowed father. Being gallant on the pier, he befriends colleague student Savannah, a college student.
Bree.
And her buddies.
Oh.
Bree has buzzed in.
Is it Dear John?
She's gone to guess on Dear John.
With Channing Tatum?
She's even locked in the star of the movie, Channing
I'll
Tatum.
I'll go all day.
She'll go all day, but she doesn't
all
need
night.
To because she
day,
has...
It's me
she's
all the way.
Done it this morning. She has done it. She's won the best of three.
Sorry, Ben. Have a tea and a lie down, all right, mate?
Sorry, Ben. That was the...
Sorry, Ben.
That was a weaker apology than Summer Heights High.
He sounds nice, too.
I know.
I feel bad.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
No tickets for you, my friends.
Oh, no. Give him the tickets. No. That's horrible.
Hey, would you really want to take the tickets after losing that game? Clean sweeps?
I lost pretty soft.
Exactly. So you need to cop that beating. No tickets.
Gallant in defeat.
Bree's done it again.
Yes,
another win.
That's right.
In the movie by I guessing yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Katy Perry's new album, Witness, available to download or stream now.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Our world famous rooftop. Presents Are You Ready? Katy Perry Live, an exclusive to us.
Can't wait.
Turn it up, keep it on repeat. One up and deep, baby.
Katy Perry.
If I had the choice, I'd rather not play this audio, but that is the name of the game.
You're lying to yourself and you're lying to the people. You can't wait to get this on.
No, every time I listen to it, it takes me back and I think, oh my God, that was a horrible moment.
But this is the excitement people have when they get to see their idol, you know? Katy Perry is a lot of people's idol.
She's a big deal.
If you want to see her, you need to sign up to become a CVIP. It's as simple as that. World Famous Rooftop presents Katy Perry live and exclusive. Katy Perry's new album, Witness, is available now to download or stream. Simple sign up. Takes minutes. That's it, and you can
nice
be seeing
it. Nice and easy.
Her. Yeah.
Recently,
yes.
One of my mates, her ultimate is Katy Perry. She's obsessed. After seeing the movie, no one can be bigger
no one
than Katy Perry to her.
No.
We were on our way to a concert, and obviously she knows I work in radio, and sometimes we have, you know, connections. And I've said to her as we were sitting in the car...
Well, you and I had a mutual agreement that we were going to stitch her up and tell her she was going to meet Katy Perry.
And I thought when we were talking about it, that sounds like a bit of fun.
Wonder how that will go.
Press record on my phone and I said to her in the car, I've got some connections, some stuff has happened. We're going to get to meet Katy Perry backstage. Her reaction.
Yes.
I didn't think it would turn out like this.
Oh, my God, are you kidding? Oh, my God, I'm crying. Are you joking? Are you kidding? My God, we did not get it. I'm crying. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I looked better.
I've never regretted something.
What did she say then? There, I wish I looked better.
I wish I looked better. I then, at that moment in the car, when she was crying out of happiness, the look on her face, I thought, it's going to be easier if I can try and get to meet Katy Perry
throughout the night
instead of telling her that we don't.
So you didn't actually break it to her in the end? You didn't actually say...
No, I did.
At what point of the show? Because, I mean, she's losing it there. You're losing it on the inside because she's
not going to meet Katy Perry. About it. But after she reacted like that, I thought, I need to tell her straight away. I didn't want to leave her hanging. That's horrible. It's already horrible.
As it is.
And I said to her, it was like 2 minutes later, I said, oh... Which I did have the audio, but I don't want to play it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's old.
Where is it?
I can't find it. But she ended up cracking it. Massive. She didn't talk to me for the whole show. We lined up for 6 hours because she wanted to get front row at Katy Perry. She didn't talk to me for the whole thing.
But this is where you say, at least for a minute, you thought you were going to meet Katy Perry. Wouldn't you rather that moment?
Maybe.
Than no moment at all. Maybe. Look at the bright side.
I can try and pull a few strings and get her to come to the world famous Rooftop Presents.
Didn't she get to touch Katy Perry's hand, though?
And she did.
And then it was kind of like, well, there you go.
Can I just say,
Katy Perry.
We were in the front row. We lined up for like 6 hours. I had heels on. I ended up nearly passing out. I had to walk off into the crowd. She just let me go. She didn't care, so it's kind of even.
Stop making people trying to feel sorry for you, right? I thought you did well there.
Yeah, we're not friends anymore.
You're actually not.
We're actually not.
13, 12, 16, we were having a chat about this off the air. We want to know if you've ever met your idol.
Your ultimate.
Can be actress, movie star, whatever it is. Did you meet your idol?
And who was it?
Who was it? Did you cry? And I'm always interested to find out what that person was like.
Yeah.
Because they always say if you meet your idol, they don't always live up to the expectations.
Sometimes it's a bit of a letdown.
So if you've met your idol, we'd love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16 here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Can I just play the audio just quickly again? Just a piece of it. Of your friend Bianca thinking she's about to meet Katy Perry, her idol, even though she's not about to meet Katy Perry.
Because I told her that we were going to stitch her up.
Have a listen.
Oh, my God, we did not get to do it. I'm crying. Oh, my God. Oh, I wish I looked better.
Poor girl.
I had to break the news to her. She was not happy.
She did get front row of Katy Perry and got to touch her hand. So
she
that's
did.
Always good.
She got what she wanted.
But we want to chat to the people that have actually met their idols and find out what they're like. So this would be interesting because we don't know who they are at this point. So let's go to Kimberly first of all in Buff Point. Morning, Kimberly.
Morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Who was your idol? Who'd you meet?
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Mariah Carey.
That's a big deal. Was she nice,
yes.
Kim?
She's beautiful. She's quite tall. Very stunning. And,
she's got big cans on her, Kim.
Yeah, I've loved her for 23 years. I talked to her for about 3 minutes by myself.
Oh, wow.
3 minutes, what about?
She was loving my nails and jewellery and she's just amazing.
Wow. Dishing out the compliments.
Okay, I'm sure it's all a bit of a blur as well when you sort of meet your idol and you get to chat to them for 3 minutes. That's rare.
Yeah.
A lot of them charge like $1,000 for...
A meet and greet.
A meet and greet. You just got to hang out. Let's go to Amanda this morning, Northern Beaches. Morning, Amanda.
Morning.
Hello.
Who's your idol, Amanda?
Oh, when I was 18, on my 18th birthday, I met George Gregan, the captain of the Wallabies.
Yes, George Gregan.
He's your idol.
That was after a very long time of stalking him, which in the 90s was far more challenging. Like, I had to fax hotels and send things in the post and everything.
You fax people?
Yes, I faxed his hotel when I find out where he was staying and fax him.
Okay.
And then I got to meet him on my 18th birthday and I cried so much that his mother came and hugged me.
Oh, my God.
Thinking there was something wrong.
I'm still on the fact that your idol is George Gregan.
Yeah, what's that about?
I thought I was going to marry him.
Yeah, okay. And
you do get locked on to people, don't you?
And his secret security guards came and took you away as soon as they worked out who you were.
Carted Amanda off.
Straight onto it. Okay, well, that's an interesting one. Isn't stalking less creepy these days now that there's social media?
As Amanda said, it's a lot easier these days.
Exactly, a whole lot easier. Let's go to Taylor in Tumbiumbi. Morning, Taylor.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Well. Who'd you meet, Taylor?
I met Katy Perry a couple of years ago with a friend.
Okay.
We got up at on ungodly hour of the morning, 2 a.m. train down to Sydney to meet her at sunrise, and got right on the fence. She came around to have a bit of a chat, and I forgot to ask for a selfie.
Oh, you got no proof.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I got a bit of a photo bomb in the back of my friends, but wake up every day with regrets, I can tell you that.
Can I ask Taylor, if I had done what I did to my friend Bianca to you and said that we were going to meet her and then had to break it to you that we weren't, would you have been annoyed?
Oh, yeah. So cool, Bree.
If Bree's friend is listening right now, can you just... She didn't miss out on anything, did she? I mean, Katy Perry's a real piece of work, isn't she?
Yeah. Horrible, isn't she? Horrible human, I've heard.
Miss nothing, right?
No. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, well, don't make it worse, Taylor.
Taylor.
Jeez.
God, you're just adding fuel to the fire there. Who's your brother's one, Nick?
My brother's texted me and he said he got to meet his idol last year at the World Rally.
Aiden, okay.
He loves some rally.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest rally drivers in the world is Sebastian Loeb.
Right.
And my brother got to drive past him and the window was down and they waved and said hello to each other. And my brother said he cried.
Over a rally driver.
Yeah, but he cries when someone steals his watermelon too.
So.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
One of the worst noises of the day would be this.
Maybe 3-4 months.
Oh, so you're playing that, okay. Oh, right.
Sorry, from my phone.
Right.
Oh,
crank it up for us. Crank it up. Is that your
alarm? Oh, God, I can't even listen to it. I honestly, that gives me shivers. What's worse than that is when you can't turn it off.
Why wouldn't you be able to turn it off?
Oh, this poor guy over in America. He was doing some work on his wall and he was trying to patch up this wall, but he couldn't find, I think, the stud. So he decided back in 2004 that he would grab his alarm clock and he would lower it down into the wall, set the alarm, and then be able to find it underneath the house because he'd listened to where the alarm was coming from.
Right.
Anyway, the alarm clock ended up falling down into the wall and he couldn't find it. So he couldn't find the stud and then he couldn't find the clock that he lowered down into the wall. And then they ended up patching up the wall and he thought, oh, it'll be fine. I'll just leave the clock in there and the batteries will run out.
So what time was it set for every day? What time was it waking him up?
7:10 at night.
7:10. Oh, at night.
At night time.
Okay.
So that was back in 2004.
Yeah.
Skip to 2017.
Still there.
Take a listen to this poor guy after 13 years of enduring the same alarm at 7:10 every night.
Maybe 3-4 months, it'll run out of battery. That was in September of 2004. It is still going off every day. And during daylight savings time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 8 at night. And during regular standard time, it goes off at 10 minutes to 7 at night.
Jerry's wife, Sylvia, says the sudden ring can come as a jolt to unsuspecting guests.
It starts with a soft beep, 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 beep.
There's only one solution.
Rip the wall open.
Yeah, burn the house down. Get rid of it. I mean, you're not putting up with that for too long, eh? 13 years, come on,
that's
man.
That's ridiculous.
You've done that to yourself.
After a year, you'd probably go, all right, I'm going to get this bloody thing out of the wall.
I mean, 7:10 at night is better than 7:10 in the morning. I can kind of put up with that.
That's true.
But the morning.
When I used to live at college, when I was at uni, everyone in the dorm, like, you could lock your door, and the locks were like one of those super expensive locks. You know, you can get the different types of locks. And this one girl went away on holidays, and she's obviously left her alarm that's set for every day, which I think it was at like 6 o'clock in the morning. And she's left her alarm in her room going. So anyway, there was like a group of us. I think it was 2 days we listened to this alarm, and it just kept going.
What happens if no one turns it off? Does it turn itself off or does it just keep going?
I think eventually, well, this one didn't. It just kept going. And like in college, I mean, they're not spending a lot of money on the walls. Like everyone could hear it. It was so loud. A guy in our dorm ended up kicking the door down. He was in such a fit of rage.
Desperate times.
He kicked the door down and then he got this clock and he literally hurled it out the window. He had to pay $500 to replace the lock.
Really? Worth it?
He was like, 100% worth it. 100%.
In my school days, I could sleep through anything. Like a bomb could go off and I'd be just chilling, no worries. Didn't have to put up with it at all.
So you wouldn't go into the wall, you'd just leave it?
Yeah, just let it go, just let it ride. Who cares? Just annoy everyone else, I'm asleep.
You're a weird human.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
13, 12, 16 right now. Here's something I want to throw out as well. Would you be willing to let us Google you? I just want to Google some people and see what we find.
People sure that nothing would come up.
Oh, I don't know. That's the thing. I think people are scared to Google themselves these days.
Google is so intricate these days, though.
Isn't it?
There's a lot of stuff on Google.
Whenever I Google myself, I get that stupid photo
of
me.
You do it often, do you?
No. did sound like that, didn't it?
When I Google myself on the reg, I
Oh, when I'm bored and...
you know.
I feel like a pump up.
Once a week, I sit down and...
Google myself. I tell people, Google me.
What do you find?
When I have done it, I found the bikini shot.
Oh, that's
me
right.
Me in the bikini copying Rachel Finch's Speedo campaign.
Comes back to haunt you.
But Finch has been cut out and someone's put just me on there. So it's just me in a bikini on the beach.
Do yourself a favour today.
Don't do it.
Google Daniel Gaunt
regret
bikini
it up. I regret
and go
it up.
Images.
Miley Cyrus has said in a radio interview that she's warned her sister Noah.
Who's also doing music now, isn't she?
Okay, so if you're not across Noah Cyrus, this is her song. I never needed you like I do right now. So that's Noah Cyrus right there. She's warned against like Googling right herself.
Yes.
And Googling Miley. She said, please don't. Oh. Imagine the stuff.
Yeah, because then she doesn't want to her younger sister to see everything.
The amount of memes of her dancing in front of Robin Thicke at the...
With a big foam finger.
I mean, you don't need your little sister to see that. So she's warned her sister not to Google herself.
Well, it's like when people say, don't read comments about yourself on the internet.
Oh, I still do it.
Yeah. It is hard not to sometimes,
Although I'm getting better with the bad comments. I sort of just laugh at it now, which is great.
Some of them are pretty funny.
Yeah, they are pretty funny. Don't leave any if you're listening right now.
Unless it's funny.
Unless you can get creative. The other thing I'd be suggesting is don't Google your dad, because your dad had a stinker of a song.
Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart.
Don't you dare.
Just don't think it, understand. And if you'll tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, it might blow up and kill this man.
I wish we had videos rolling in the studio here, because the look on your face when I said that was a stinker, you have not given me a dirtier eye for the time that we've known each other.
Don't
that
you
is a
dare.
Stinker
no,
of a song.
No, it's not. Billy Ray Cyrus was a genius, and that was the best song from the 90s.
That was a joke of a song, that song. A joke.
That was my favourite song when I was 6 years old. Thank you very much.
Would be from country Queensland, Stanthorpe, out in the barn.
I love it. Keep rolling on C.
Just don't think it understand.
You.
You're in your element. Look at you.
Birthday banger. Fingers crossed, guys.
You're loving it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Bree and Gaunzy's sob. For the snow.
Port Stephens Coaches. All you need for your snow weekend getaway. Visit portstephenscoaches.com.au.
Great prize. No doubt about that.
It is a great prize, but it's an even better radio competition. They said it couldn't be done. They said no other really amazing radio comps could be created, and we've done that.
We have.
I mean, I'm building it up. I hope it's good.
It's quite visual, but it's still good.
It is.
It's still good.
The video, you'll be able to stream it live, and there'll also be a video package, but it'll be pretty interesting to see four people tomorrow cutting up a bunch of onions. We're going to update you throughout the show for half an hour. Someone is going to cry the most tears, and they're going to win this trip to the snow.
And if you've never seen the video of us doing this, when I first went into this, I thought, oh, there's going to be heaps of tears. It's literally just a small measurement cup that you make.
It's tiny. It's like a little medicine cup that you have to collect your tears that you've worked so hard
for. You only get a couple of mils, so...
And can I just say, you smell like onions
for
a week.
Yeah, good week. Last spot here, 13, 12, 16 right now. We're going to chat to a couple of people to fill this last spot.
If that sounds like you, if you think you can take it out tomorrow and win this trip for you and three mates to the snow, call right now, 13, 12, 16.
Well, let's talk about the prize, because this is off for you and three mates.
What
so
do you
get? To round up your three best mates.
Yes.
It's all thanks to Port Stephens Coaches, which is all you need for your snow weekend getaway. You can visit portstephenscoaches.com.au, but you get a snow weekend package for you and three friends, which you've been been there. You've been to the resort,
it's awesome. They organise everything for you. Yeah. So you get your gear, hire, everything. It's all included, which is great.
Okay, so that's all you need to know right now.
It's a big prize. It is a great prize. And three mates. It's not cheap going to the snow, but they make it nice and easy for you at Port Stephens Coaches.
And you know, two nights stay, which is good.
It's awesome.
Or 2 days. Port Stephens 2 day snow weekend. Is that one or two nights? T's and C's, read the website. let's go to Blake in Avoca. Another bloke's keen to give it a go. Morning, Blake.
Morning, Blake.
There you go. Good.
We're good,
very
man.
Well. You a big crier, Blake?
Oh, yeah. I like to cry myself to sleep a few times.
Cry yourself to sleep. What have you got to cry about, mate?
Oh, everything.
You know? Everything. Life.
Bad breakups.
Down.
Blake, are you available tomorrow from 8?
From 8? Oh, I reckon I could do that.
Okay. Hey,
Blake could be here. I mean, having done this already, it's all in the delivery of the cry. You need to force the tears out of yourself. Blake, can you give us any, you know, an example of how you might
any
cry?
Any boo-hoos?
Yeah, kind of, you know.
I'll think of my dead cat that died 2 years ago.
All right, he's going down the dead cat road. I just meant pretend
sad.
To cry for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Nicole's in your mind. Morning, Nicole.
Morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
You like to have a cry every now and then, Nicole?
Oh, I don't necessarily enjoy it, but it happens when you're cutting onions. I think it's quite funny, the reaction that you get.
And do you find when you do cut onions, do you get lots of tears? Do you just well up a little bit? What do you get?
Yeah, I think I get lots because I like to see how far I can go before I need to stop.
How far she can push it.
And then if it gets too much, I kind of put glasses on or something.
Interesting.
Have you got those weird onion goggles, do you, in the kitchen?
No, I haven't heard of those. I might have to get some.
Well, you're going to want to do the opposite of that tomorrow.
Yeah, let's go to Kelly. One last person.
One last one.
Decide who's going to take this last spot.
Morning, Kel.
Good morning, guys.
You a big crier?
I am, actually.
How do you go with onions?
Not too bad, to be honest. I've got the trick up my sleeve to stick your tongue out when you're cutting onions to help you stop crying.
Oh, well, there's a tip. Don't stick your tongue out tomorrow because you need to cry as many tears as you can.
Kelly, ever seen snow? Yeah. Have you been to had a snow weekend before?
to be honest, no, I never have. My workplace is actually taking us to the snow at the end of August for a team bonding trip.
Oh, so, okay. Our work doesn't even take us to breakfast, Kel.
And I'm actually looking forward to that. So it's sort of going to be like a Kentucky tour. So just driving in the bus overnight and, yeah, having the day at the snow. So I'm looking forward to that
all
too.
Right,
but would love some extra time at the snow with even with my kids even.
Probably wouldn't have mentioned that here. I would have said I've never, ever seen snow. I'm desperate to see it. And
never going
to
be able to get there.
I'm being 100% honest, so.
Who are we locking in, Bree?
I like
pick
the
someone.
Honesty.
Pick someone to go. I need your answer.
No, I want you to pick.
No, you
I've been
pick.
Picking the people.
You pick. Well, if I'm picking, I'm going Nicole in your minor. So are you with me or what?
I'm with you.
All right, Nicole.
Nicole, you're in.
Yay.
We're going to see
Thank
it tomorrow.
You.
It's good odds, Nicole.
It is.
You against just three other people.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Good luck for tomorrow, Nicole. We're going to need you to be a lot more fired up than that. Or maybe you're getting into the spirit already and just being really sad and
somber.
Down. And, you know, that's your tactic.
You're
and that's cool.
Sob
too,
for the
so.
Snow tomorrow, Nicole.
All right.
No, I'll be a bit more brighter tomorrow.
No, be less.
No, be less.
Even more
be
sad.
Be sad.
Yeah, be really sad.
I'll kick you in the shin.
Just
get up with Bree and Gaunsey. 101.3
CFM.